staff and volunteers at CJSF wish you a jolly, merry, happy, joyful, fantastic, exciting, fancy, magnificent, remarkable, special, white, sparkling, terrific, stunning, festive, and wonderful holiday season.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. It keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Beep, 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 beep.
Transmitting from Zucchini Land, it's Steve, Jack, and Sam, the Zucchini Brothers, live at the clubhouse. Beep, 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 beep.
Let's all get together, have a little fun. Let's all get together, dance under the sun. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down. Shake your head and body round, everybody must get down.
Get down on the radio in the clubhouse with the Zucchini Brothers. Yeah, going to different places, doing different things. Yeah, with all our...
The sun shines brightly on the icicles, decorating the trees and houses, making them look like sparkling crystals. Here in Zucchini Land, where reality steps aside, opening the door to one's imagination, where seasons change from week to week with a promise of new adventure, where hopes and dreams dance with the magic of music. It is here that we find the Zucchini Brothers, Jack, Steve, and Sam, with their dog Polly in the clubhouse living room.
Boy, that sun sure is bright today. I think I'm going to wear my sunglasses inside the clubhouse.
Me too. It almost feels like summertime.
Yeah. It does, but it's still winter. And outside our clubhouse, there's plenty of snow to prove that.
Ooh.
According to our clubhouse thermometer, it's only 29 degrees out there. But here in the clubhouse living room, it's toasty warm, just like a summer's day.
Hey, maybe we should have a picnic.
A picnic? Yeah, a winter picnic, right here in our living room.
Gore-Tex boots, breathable wind water and snowproof snowsuit, wool sweater, hat, mittens, now I'm sweating, now I'm itching, all bundled up from head to toe, I feel just like an Eskimo.
Sir, would you like some tea?
No.
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be. In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
What are you laughing at?
I love it when it's falling down. White frosted flakes cover the ground. Try to catch them if you can. In your mouth, not in your hands.
You'll love it.
It's a way of life.
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold. In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
My cheeks are red, my lips are blue.
Yuck.
My nose is running in a race. I need a tissue for my face.
Sir, there are plenty of Kleenex,
registered trademark,
down in the laboratory.
Sorry.
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
Yeah!
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
Come on, one more time.
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter, let it be freezing cold.
Yeah!
In the winter, let it snow. In the winter,
you come in the house.
Okay. A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Hey, Steve, help me spread this picnic blanket out.
Sure, Sam. You just have to move this coffee table over a little. Make sure we don't scratch the floor. Mom and Dad wouldn't like that.
No. Hey, Jack, how about a little help over here?
Sorry, Polly and I are getting a little sidetracked over here by the window, watching the clouds roll by.
Big old marshmallow just hanging out up there. And I see someone looks a little bit like you. Got the big hair and all that. It's like a truck, but it's kind of like a weird looking thing. Well, I see. I think it's an aardvark. A snoo. And I see a big snowman. Could be a snow woman. Could be a snow kid. And I see. Oh, can't even tell you. I think it's a poodle. A big poodle. You roll over. If dinner will find its plate, you
Just heard a song from Dog on Fleas.
So, our picnic blanket's ready, our sunglasses are on.
Yeah?
Now we just need a meal for our winter picnic.
Ooh, how about spaghetti and meatballs?
That'd be all right with me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if that's a good idea. Remember what happened last time Mom let us eat spaghetti and meatballs here in the living room?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
On top of spaghetti.
On top of spaghetti.
All covered with cheese.
All covered with cheese.
I lost my poor meatball.
I lost my poor meatball.
When somebody sneezed.
When somebody sneezed.
It rolled off the table.
It rolled off the table.
And onto the floor.
And onto the floor.
And then my poor meatball. Tell you the words, you sing it back to me. On top of spaghetti.
On top of spaghetti.
All covered with cheese.
All covered with cheese.
I lost my poor meatball.
I lost my poor meatball.
When somebody sneezed.
When somebody sneezed.
It rolled off the table.
It rolled off the table.
And onto the floor.
And onto the floor.
And then my poor meatball. Mush was as tasty.
Oh, mush was
as tasty could be.
As tasty could be.
And early next summer.
And early next summer.
It grew into a tree.
It grew into a tree.
Well, the tree was all covered.
The tree was all covered.
With beautiful moss.
With beautiful moss.
It grew lovely meatballs.
It grew lovely meatballs.
And tomato sauce. So if you eat spaghetti, all covered with cheese, hold on to your meatball, and don't ever sneeze, and don't ever sneeze.
A song from Tom Glaser in the Do Re Mi Children's Chorus.
Okay, so maybe spaghetti and meatballs isn't the best idea for a winter picnic.
Yeah, we should probably play it safe.
Yeah, let's keep it simple.
And this time, I'm going to make Mom and Dad proud. No matter what we end up eating, I'm not going to play with my food.
Oh, the noodles on my plate made a perfect figure eight. And I did not think I was being rude to pretend I was a skater, a fantastic figure eighter. When someone shouted,
don't play with your food!
Don't play with your food. Food is not a toy. Food is made to eat and not to otherwise enjoy. Your mashed potatoes are not mountains. Your gravy's not a lake. So don't play with your food, for goodness sake. Now my corn had gotten cold as a pile of pirate gold. I swear the whole affair got misconstrued. For I had nearly finished burying it beneath my spinach when someone shouted,
don't play with your food.
Don't play with your food. Food is not a toy. Food is made to eat and not to otherwise enjoy. Your mashed potatoes are not mountains. Your gravy's not a lake, so don't play with your food, for goodness sake. Well, my UFO hamburger was torpedoing the sugar. The universe was coming quite unglued. I attacked my brother's planet. Someone said they couldn't stand it and started shouting,
don't play with your food!
Don't play with your food! Food is not a toy. Food is made to eat and not to otherwise enjoy. Your mashed potatoes are not mountains. Your gravy's not a lake, so don't play with your food, for goodness sake. I must confess my supper is a real pick-me-upper. For my old toys, I'm just not in the mood. Oh, it's some carrot sticks and jello. I could have staged Othello, but someone shouted,
don't play with your food!
Don't play with your food! Food is not a toy. Food is made to eat and not to otherwise enjoy. Your mashed potatoes are not mountains. Your gravy's not a lake. So don't play with your food, for goodness sake. Don't play with your food! Food is not a toy. Food is made to eat and not to otherwise enjoy. Your mashed potatoes are not mountains. Your gravy's not a lake. So don't play with your food, for goodness sake.
This is Zucchini Clubhouse News with a news update.
Thank you. I'm Bob Heskey, and we're all listening to the Zucchini Brothers live at the clubhouse. And we just heard a song from Barbara Ballinger. At the top of the news today, the clothesline saga. That's right, folks. Seems Robert Zimmerman, who's made a name for himself around Zucchini Land with his country pie, has taken his laundry outside to dry. Or rather, his mommy has, and let's just say the laundry's now freeze-dried. Coward O'Sell is live on location with the story. Coward!
Coward O'Sell here with Robert Zimmerman and his dog.
Spartacus! Spartacus! Stop that! These clothes aren't scary monsters. Come on, that's just a pair of pants.
They do look different.
They kind of stand right up. Kind of like clothing sculptures. Uh-huh. Thanks to Mom. Here, Coward, help me take this shirt down from the line.
Okay, got a corner here. That's a heavy shirt. All right.
Steady, Coward.
Okay.
Steady now.
All right.
Keep your knees bent.
I got them bent.
All right, let her go.
Okay. There you go, folks. The clothesline saga. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Coward. It's time for our weather update with Zane French. Zane!
Thanks, Bob. It's a sunny, crisp, sparkly, and cold winter's day here in Zucchini Land, and it looks like the sun will be shining brightly tomorrow, too. But don't let the sunshine fool you. It's not warm enough to hang your laundry out to dry. Back to you, Bob.
Thank you, Zane. That's all the time we have for the news now. Hope you'll join us later. Bye-bye.
After a while, we took in the clothes. Nobody said very much. Just some old wild shirts and a couple pairs of pants which nobody really wanted to touch. Mama come in and picked up a book, and Papa asked her what it was. Someone else asked, what do you care? Papa said, well, just because. And he started to take back the clothes, hang them on the line. It was January the 30th. Everybody was feeling fine. The next day, everybody got up, seeing if the clothes were dry. The dogs were barking, the neighbor passed. Mama, of course, she said hi. Have you heard the news? He said with a grin, the vice president's gone mad. Where? Downtown. When? Last night. Too bad. Well, there's nothing we can do about it, said the neighbor. Just something we're gonna have to forget. Yes, I guess so, said Ma. Then she asked me if the clothes were still wet. I reached up, touched my shirt, and the neighbor said, are those clothes yours? Some of them, not all of them. He said, you always help out around here with the chores. I said, sometime, not all the time. Then my neighbor, he blew his nose. Just as Papa yelled outside, Mama wants you to come back in the house and bring them clothes. Shut all the doors.
A song from Bob Dylan and the band.
Oh, clubhouse phone.
Oh, I got it.
Hello, Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Susan. We're having a winter picnic. Want to join us? We're having it inside the clubhouse in our living room.
Now that's a good idea. What are you going to have to eat?
We haven't figured out that part yet.
Well, my mom just made some soup. Maybe I could bring some over.
Sounds great. And hey, we'll make some grilled cheese sandwiches to go with it.
Perfect. I'll put the soup in a thermos and I'll be over in a little while.
I'll see you soon.
Ever wonder how a thermos keeps liquids hot? The answer can be found in everyday science. Coffee can stay hot for 24 hours in a thermos. To see why, let's pop inside this one. A thermos is a container within a vacuum within a container. We're in the innermost container, which is made of glass. Its outside is coated with a pure silver solution. Now, when this thermos is filled with hot coffee, the heat waves bounce off this coating, not through it. So they stay right here. Whoops, here comes some hot coffee. We'd better go see what's on the other side of this glass. Okay, here we are in the space between the inner and outer containers. All the air has been removed, creating a vacuum. That's a big reason why thermoses keep stuff hot. See, glass is a poor heat conductor, but a vacuum is even worse. Hear those heat waves in the inner container bouncing around? Well, if they were out here, they'd sound more like... That's because this vacuum slows down convection, or the way heat moves through air, which in turn reduces the amount of heat that's transferred from the inside to the outside. Now, cork is also a poor heat conductor. That's why it's used in the stopper and the base of the thermos. So it's the glass, the coating, the vacuum, and the cork that keeps our coffee piping hot and good to the last drop. Thanks for being a part of Everyday Science.
Everyday Science is part of Bayer Corporation's National Education Program, making science make sense.
Now we've got a plan.
Let's get this winter picnic rolling.
Susan called at just the right time.
Yeah, nice to have a guest at a meal. The more the merrier.
The quote of the day is...
The company makes the feast.
Okay. How are the cheese sandwiches coming, Sam?
They're almost grilled.
Good, because Susan should be arriving with the soup soon.
And guess what Mom's making us for dessert?
Hmm?
Homemade fudge.
1, 2, 3, 4. Come on, Stevie.
Well, when it's very cold, I like to wear my sweater. And when my tummy's hungry, I like to eat my cheddar.
Please don't be mad. Please don't hold a grudge. Don't ask me to give you my last piece of fudge.
Now, Steve, you would give me your last piece of fudge, wouldn't
you? Well, I'd share it with you.
That's good.
Well, I don't mean to be strange, and I don't mean to be crude, but this song is all about sweaters and two kinds of food. Sometimes you gotta be silly, sometimes you gotta have fun, but please don't leave my cheddar cheese sitting in the hot sun. Please don't be mad, please don't hold a grudge, don't ask me to give you my last piece of fun.
But I'll share my sweater.
That's good. Now, I think Sam would probably like some cheese, maybe.
I don't know.
What do you think, Sam?
I don't know if he eats cheese. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Should we end it?
Let's end it on this one.
All right.
Yeah.
A song from the Zucchini Brothers.
Grilled cheese sandwiches are made.
We're ready to have a winter picnic.
Susan will be here any minute.
Well, clubhouse phone.
I got it.
Zucchini Brothers Clubhouse, Jack speaking.
For quality assurance, this call will be monitored by a telemarketing coach.
Hello?
Jack Zucchini, how would you like to have your very own low-cost airplane?
Jeez, I'm kind of afraid of flying.
Reassure the customer.
You don't have to fly this plane, Jack. In fact, most of our low-cost airplanes don't leave the ground.
And if they do?
Don't you worry. They always come back.
So how much do these low-cost airplanes run?
As I said before, Jack Zucchini, most of these low-cost airplanes don't run. And for $19.95 per week, you can have your very own low-cost airplane for only $500,000. That's $500,000 down from the original price of $1 million.
$1 million?
Tell the customer not to think of it that way.
Don't think of it that way, Jack. It's only $500,000. There is a difference.
Okay, then. We'll get our friend Amy, the telemarketer, to fly us around in it.
That won't be possible.
No?
I'm afraid of flying.
Aha! It's you.
Aww.
Amy, listen. Even if I could fly a plane, I don't think being way up in the clouds would be good for my singing voice.
I guess you're right. You might end up singing a strange song.
Well, I've got a pretty strange one right here from Shooby Taylor.
Wait, shoo-soo-saw, shoo-soo-spaw, shoo-poo-paw, doo-doo-raw, doo-doo-saw, doo-doo-raw, siddly-tweeta, siddly-doo-dee-blah, wee, da-da-shraw, la-pa-saw, da-da-raw, la-da-shree, lo-poo-paw, da-doo-saw, siddly-tweeta, siddly-doo-doo-blah-ba, ray, sha-da-ha, sha-pa-gra, sa-pa-sa, sha-pa-ra, sa-pa-da, sha-pa-ha, siddly-doo-that, doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, then siddly-dee-da-la-ba-doo-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-d
tiddly-dee-dot, tiddly-dot, sweeper. Spin, tiddly-dee-da-la, tiddly-dot, sweeper. Din, tiddly-dee-da-la, din, tiddly-doo-da-la, twin, tiddly-doo-da-la, twin, tiddly-doo-da-la, din, da-ba-da-la, lim, tiddly-doo-da-la, din, tiddly-doo-da-la, tiddly-dot, baby, da, tiddly-doo-da-la, tiddly-dot, baby. Poppy, 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 tiddly-doo-da-la, tiddly-dot, sweeper. Din, da-ba-da-la, lim, tiddly-dee-dee, da-ba-da-la, lim, tiddly-dee-dee, da-ba-da-la, poppy, 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 da shwa, poppy da raw, fiddly do da, then fiddly do da la, fiddly do da, baby do da, da da da, so fiddly ha ra, ha 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 ha, so ha ra ha, da la raw fiddly bla, then fiddly do da la, fiddly do da, baby do da, fiddly do da la, fiddly do da, baby, then fiddly do da la, fiddly do da, baby, poppy, 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 da shwa, then fiddly do da la, fiddly do da, baby, then fiddly do da la, fiddly do da, baby, then fiddly do da la, fiddly do da, baby, dobby, dobby, dobby.
Show. We'd like to say hello to you if you listen to us on stations like
CJUM in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Hello!
If you'd like any information about the Zucchini Brothers, our concerts, our products, or anything you've heard on this show, or just to say hello, you can always go to www.zucchinibrothers.com. That's one word, and it's spelled Z-U-C-C-H-I-N-I-B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. Keep those emails coming, and look for show number
1,296.
And click on the fun stuff icon to learn how to create a winter picnic in your own home.
The Zucchini Brothers Live at the Clubhouse is produced, recorded, and edited by Sam Zucchini. And written by Jack Zucchini, Susan Meyer, and Sam Zucchini. The Clubhouse music librarian is Steve Zucchini. Today's special guest was Amy Helm. This show is a presentation of Zucchini Productions.
Let's sing it.
Sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese, sweaters and cheese and fudge.
I knew it was Amy again. Polly, you know, goes a little Polly.
Those are good sandwiches.
Yeah. Don't eat them yet, though. Susie's got to get here
so
first.
Good, though.
Susan's got to get here. No, Polly, no, 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 Polly, go away. Wait till Susan gets here.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help.